Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for all that has been made available. And thank you, Father God, that we can't live with one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. Lord, thank you that we stand in the kingdom, Father God, on kingdom principles, on in faith, Father God, being led by your Spirit, loving your word, Father God. So thank you for this word this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Psalm 132 from verse 11 till 18 from the CEB translation. The Lord swore to David a true promise that God won't take back. I will put one of your own children on your throne. And if your children keep my covenant and the laws that I will teach them, then their children too will rule on your throne forever. Because the Lord chose Zion, he wanted it for his home. This is my residence forever. I will live here because I wanted it for myself. I will most certainly bless its food supply. I will fill its needy full of food. I will dress its priest in salvation, and its faithful will shout out loud with joy. It is there that I will make David's strength thrive. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed one there. I will dress his enemies in shame, but the crown he wears will shine.
Hallelujah. Precious word, eh? It talks about, you know, the David's children will be on the throne. And Isaiah 55 tells us that we get the sure mercies of David. You know, that's and that is the faith of God, that believing what God believes, because we have taken hold of his word, or he has opened up our heart to take hold of his word, and we stand on it. I like Angus's message this morning. That's our sword. That's what we got to stand on. We can't be standing in the things of this world and standing in the kingdom of God. We got to stand in the kingdom of God in this world, and that's where we are the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. You can't eat to the table of the demons and the table of the Lord. And this is the whole thing. And I love here as well in this psalm here. It says, we will shout for joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So united to God's joy, we are united to the heavenly family, and we united to our name written in heaven. We remember the words of Jesus, rejoice because your name is written in heaven. So the temporal, the pattern, the shadow was the Jerusalem. The shadow was Zion. But now the reality is a new Jerusalem. And the new Jerusalem is Mount Zion. I'm quoting from Hebrews 12, from verse 22. And that is the kingdom. And that's where the presence of God is. And that's where Jesus is the lamp that is shining for us now. Author of our faith and the perfecter. So we've got to stand fast in this covenant. We are those that live by faith, and we are not of those that draw back, but those that believe. Amen. Because it goes on in Hebrews, it says God will be, is not pleased with those that draw back, but we are not of those that draw back. So the word, dear, this morning is faith. Faith is a mixture of the Spirit and the Word. You are born again in the Spirit, and you've been led by the Spirit, so you're embracing the Word. And that's what you're standing on. And that is a sure sign of destruction to these people with the Satan's lies. We hold on to God's truth, and we declare that. That's faith. And then judgment is here, and it's coming like a train, like a light in the tunnel, and that is God coming, bringing judgment. And for us, we got to stand in faith. You got to stand in faith, and that's a sure sign that you are worthy of the kingdom, because you have entered the kingdom, you've accepted the kingdom, and you're standing fast to kingdom realities, not lies, truth, and standing in faith. And that is a sure sign. God's coming, he's moving, he strengthens the believer, and he, with his angels and with all his powers, he destroys this darkness that we are seeing here. So take heart, guys. I say no. You can't say no and yes to everything. You've got to be single-minded. You say no to deception and you say yes to faith, yes to the Spirit, yes to the kingdom, yes to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.